This is Kim Stafford reading the poem Puddle Jumper. And I remember how this poem came to be. We were on a long freeway drive, and toward dusk, out of the corner of my eye, I saw a pair of ducks gliding down to a narrow seam of water beside the road. And I thought, is that really the best we can do? Is that all we can leave them? A puddle? A ditch? Well, later, I finished the poem and shared it at an event, the annual meeting of the Coalition for Public Land Trusts, which is a nonprofit dedicated to protecting the kind of natural matrix of wild places the poem calls for. Puddle Jumper. From above, old Earth offers a cartography of troubles for any long flyer beating north or south. Duck, swan, swallow, hawk, owl, or wren, peering down to the red-lit blur of roads, cities bristling with blinding light, freeway web, tangle of wires tethered to slave trees, ancient marsh gone to blacktop skin, the lacy skein of the river's former wanderings now bound in a run of fast water. But there, in a glittering seam somehow left beside the highway, two ducks, freighted with fatigue, find a watery remnant yet beckoning, and they veer down in a stall, fall from the sky, and splash a gash into a patch of heaven. Beside the frenzied road, or left between fields, or in some soft margin forgotten by human cleverness, two ducks in a ditch stitch one shred of Eden to another, and another and another, seeking episodes of refuge for wild refugees. In spite of all we've done wrong, the beauty is this for duck and swan, for fox and mouse, owl and butterfly. There are these lands yet wild, in coalition, that hold enough for all, in knit thickets, meadows, prairies, lazy streams, and brimming earth, nest of an acre or a field, a grove or a watershed. Human wisdom shall be judged by two ducks in a ditch, lifting off and flying high to look down on what we've left for them, and for our own young kin.